from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
We touch on some big topics today. We talk about Shark Tank, of course, and what it's like to not be a shark, but actually be in the tank.
Yeah, one day I'll do it. You got to do so much work to do a startup, though, we learnt today from Dr. Matt Agnew, former bachelor.
Yeah, crazy, right? He used to be the bachelor.
Yeah.
He's not with any of those girls anymore. He's decided, you know what? I'm into non-alcoholic beer now.
Yep.
And I'm going to pitch it to the sharks.
It's a good chat, though. Stick around for it.
So maybe being the bachelor doesn't pay that well.
Not for his season. His season tanked.
Did it actually? Also, we chat to Tim. He's a deputy principal here on the sunny coast, and he talks to us about the need for our Kicks for Kids walk that's happening this Friday.
Absolutely. Enjoy. Speak to tomorrow.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, sunny coast. We all talk about Cozzy Lives, right? But how bad is it compared to maybe 2005? So let's go back 19 years. Thank you very much, maths.
Jeez.
2005 receipt has been found by an Aussie mum on TikTok. Now, she has revealed, her name is Rachel Peterson. She's 35. Mm-hmm. She came across a receipt from Coles.
Okay.
In 2005.
Can I try and guess the prices of things that are on there?
Sure. I've got a list of a few because there's about 30 or 40 different items. I didn't want to keep track of all of them, but I've written down the differences between, firstly, the entire receipt from 2005. Mm-hmm. So she spent, in 2005, she spent $77 all up on these 33 items in total.
Yep.
She's gone out and bought the exact same items or as close as she can to those exact same items in 2024. So that's $77 that cost her 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. It cost her $132 this time around.
That's actually less than I was thinking. Almost I thought it was going to be about $200.
It's almost doubled.
Yeah, you're not
There's not a full shop. She hasn't done a full shop at all.
Well, you know what? 4 years ago, I was spending $75 a week on groceries. I mean, granted, I was single and living in a share house.
And you were turning up to dates to get free food.
But now I am spending $300 a week, I reckon, on groceries.
And you're taken. You can't go out to, you know, hop on Tinder for a free meal.
I know. Honestly,
real
being in a relationship costs.
It sure does. All right, so there's a couple of differences that I want to bring up.
Yeah.
The 2-litre milk, light, initially was $2, went up to $4.
Mm-hmm.
The 4-pack of drumsticks, ice cream drumsticks, were $4.50. How much are they now?
At $12?
Yeah, they're just under $10.
Oh,
so they've gone from $4.50 to $9.50. And a tin of Milo.
Oh,
how much was it in 2005? How much were you spending on Milo?
$3.80.
$4.40 for Milo back in 2005. How much is it now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't bought it for a while. $8.50?
$7. Jeez. She got it for $7. So she's turned 19 years ago, $77 for the food, and it's $130-something now.
Big supermarket. What you going to do about it?
Mm.
I'm calling you out. I could take a few diskies if you've got a freak.
What would you like a discount on?
Ooh, good one. Meat.
Meat.
Yeah. Do you know what, actually? Salmon.
Oh, here we go. Top end of town's talking.
No, salmon is like one of the only meats my partner eats.
Right.
And it costs like $18 every time you want to get a little sliver of it.
Surely he can buy it then.
Oh, I mean, like where he
Do
does
you split
sometimes.
50-50 or if somebody buys like the really expensive thing, they pay for it?
Oh, we just like, I'll do this week's groceries, you do the next week type thing.
Really?
We'll never split them. I'll never like transfer.
Does he make sure that the salmon falls on the time that you're paying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well,
I get
Dan
turkey mince.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, we're about to play Bandor. Lockie from our digital team just walked in to talk to us about something. We said, hang on, son. We're playing Bandor. And he goes, I don't want to play.
What?
And now he's grabbed headphones. Look at him. He's keen.
Lucky, you pull over a mic, please. Why do you not want to play Bandor?
I'm actually terrible with music.
Do you dislike Bandor? Should we stop playing?
No. I love Bandor.
Is it a bad game?
But I like it when people get it.
Yeah.
But I can never get it, so it just annoys me.
Well, today it's not in our wheelhouse. We're going to need 80s kids.
So Lockie was born in 2000 and something, so prob's not him.
Yeah, he's a post-2000 kind of guy. Okay, we're going back to 1987 for today's Bandor. So I don't know the song. Ellie doesn't know the song. Lockie, the toddler from Digital, also doesn't know the song. We're all playing together, 545-11919, when you think you know what today's song is.
All right, let's go.
1987. I mean, you instantly start going Michael Jackson or something.
No.
Okay, go next one.
Oh. It's got, that's a very 80s sound to it.
Oh, it's groovy.
What have you done to me lately? No. It's my most hated 80s song.
I bet the Sunny Coast are going, gee, it'd be really fun to play along if they didn't stop talking over
Sorry. The
top of the song.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay, 545-11919 when you think you know what it is. We haven't got much yet, though, so let's go next layer. I think I've got it. Sounds like something from Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore?
Does it not? I've got it, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? Are you close at all?
Oh, yeah, I have an option.
It's...
Is it a man who sings it?
A man does sing it. We're going to play the next layer. It's thanks to Moolabar Music. We're drawing $100 to spend there on Friday. If you can beat us to it. If you can beat Ellie to it, because I've already got it. Oh. If you can beat Ellie to it, we'll
Lucky
put you in the draw
from
for
Happy
that.
Happy Gilmore.
I think Happy Gilmore didn't come out until like the 90s. So I'm already up.
Late 90s, I think.
You
even.
Mean like Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore, the golfing movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Remember, to Lockie, anything pre-2000 is before he was
born. Hey.
Good point. All right. This is my thought. No?
No, it's not that.
Good get, Taz.
Thank you.
Last Sunny Coast. Chance. We've
Sunny Coast,
to
have you got
news.
Any idea what it is?
We're going to have to take that as a no, they don't.
I mean, I don't want to rub it in your face, but I'm going to, Sunny Coast.
Look at you. You're
I said
this.
After that beat at the beginning, remember I said, it sounds like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Turns out it was. Have a listen.
Oh, won't give me the middle part of the
why
song.
Why not play the middle part?
No, it's really rude.
It's Man in the
it.
Mirror. By Michael Jackson. We're not going to play the whole thing just to listen to the chorus.
True, we're not. But there you go, Tazzy. Good job. People are now starting to flow through. Yeah, because we just gave you the answer.
We just gave you the answers.
Okay, Bandle will be back tomorrow at sea. Oh, here we go. Is this it yet?
No.
Okay. Get to the point, Michael.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. And you and I consider ourselves inventors, Tazzy?
We sure do. By night, we're inventors. Daytime radio hosts. But we do love an invention. Tonight, Shark Tank back on our screens.
It is. And Dr. Matt Agnew from The Bachelor years ago
love
joins
him.
Us now because you're pitching an idea, Matt. Welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
We are well, thank you. Now, Shark Tank, like you've just heard, is something Taz and I have always wanted to go on.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's the process like as someone who's pitching?
It's pretty intimidating. So this being my startup, I've actually, I've had to pitch to a few investors before. It's kind of part of the startup adventure. But this is the first time, obviously, I've pitched to five celebrity investors. and obviously, you come up the elevator, the door's open, there's lights, there's cameras, the music's going. It's all quite intense and quite intimidating. So this was quite a nerve-wracking experience, but... it's part and parcel of going into the startup game and seeking investment.
Well, Matt, we recognise your voice, of course, in the past from The Bachelor. Was there any point during your pitch where you decided to hand some roses out to the sharks and then just leave one hanging?
Nah, look, in hindsight, it was probably a beat I missed there. But I tried to steer away the business from The Bachelor and roses and things like that. I lean into it a little bit, have a bit of cheekiness and playfulness there, but largely, trying to get it to stand on its own 2 feet.
Well, it's a similar concept, right? In The Bachelor, you're trying to get chicks to fall in love with you, and
yep.
in Shark Tank, you're
totally.
Trying to get super rich people to fall in love with
trying
you.
To get, yeah, that's it, trying to get the sharks to fall in love with me. So, look, I say I went on TV to find love, and this time I'm going on TV to find investment. So it's all kind of, something similar.
Tell us a little bit about the non-alcoholic beer Pash, Matt.
Yeah, so I stopped drinking myself at the start of 2020, and that's kind of been the, I guess, motivation for creating my own non-alcoholic beer product. Mm-hmm. We launched officially to market in June last year, so we've been trading for about 18 months, but prior to that, it was probably another 18 months of actually building the business. So coming up with the branding, developing the recipe, getting, you know, some of the less glamorous parts of business, logistics, supply chain, procurement, all these kinds of things as well. And yeah, we've kind of been hitting the ground, you know, pounding the pavement, getting out there, trying to sell, getting into bottle shops, getting into on-prem venues like bars and restaurants and things like that. And it's been, it's been a challenge, but it's been quite a rewarding challenge.
You say all that and like all the things that are required to launch a product and have these inventions, and it makes me think maybe I don't want to be an inventor. You know, like I like coming up with the ideas, but all that side work seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's there's definitely a glamorous part to business and startups, but there's also a lot of it's kind of the grittiness and the stuff behind the scenes, which is it's not glamorous, but it's really important for proper execution of an idea to a real business.
Where'd you get the name from, Matt? Pash.
So me and my co-founders, we bounced around a few ideas, and look, as much as there's an alignment with what I did previously on national television, it's more to do with, it's a quintessentially Aussie expression, it's fun, it's got some playfulness and cheekiness to it, and kind of in a more lofty, aspirational way, it's a contraction of the word passion, and it's all about empowering people to make choices and empowering people to find what their passion is. So find your pash. What's your pash?
I'm so glad that you beat me to the punchline there, Matt, because I was setting you up, because I was like, the last time I heard anybody use the word pash, it was back in high school, and it was, my friend's pash someone on the weekend, rah, rah. So it's nice to see you're bringing it back.
Bring it back. That's it.
Are you concerned at all that there's going to be some confusion at parties when someone's like, I'm going to get a drink. Do you want one? And they say, yeah, give me a pash, you know?
I mean, look, it plays into the bit of the cheekiness of it, you know? It's a fun word. It's got some playfulness there. But, I think that's all part of the fun. We wanted it to be something that is a bold and fun and exciting beer.
Now, I know you can't tell us about how your pitch has gone tonight, successful or unsuccessful, but can you tell us, is Osha making any appearance tonight?
Look, I mean, I can't talk much about the pitch, but I can confirm that Osha does not make an appearance.
He's booked out. He's got a few other shows to deal with.
He's a busy man, I'm sure. Yeah.
He's a busy man. That's it. He's got a lot on his plate.
Absolutely. Well, Shark Tank Australia, it is on tonight, 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play. Dr. Matt Agnew, thanks so much for coming on our show and best of luck with Pash.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Some news about Elon Musk and Donald Trump over in the last 24 hours or so is Elon Musk has been, I'm going to butcher this story because I'm not a huge fan of politics or the government as a whole, because there's so many words and phrases and different departments and things, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like politics, so we'll make a promise for you now. This will get more fun.
That's
stick
right.
Around.
This is the least fun part of this story. So Trump has announced that Musk is going to work sort of leading the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE.
DOGE.
D-O-G-E.
Wasn't Dogecoin...
Just like the little Shibu Inu, yes.
Wasn't that Elon Musk's cryptocurrency?
Yes, I feel like they've memed it for a reason.
Stop it.
So Department of Government Efficiency. Apparently it's a new department. Mm-hmm. And it's going to, quote, dismantle government bureaucracy, blah, 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 blah. I don't understand what it does.
Restructure federal agencies. That's a scary amount of power.
You could
go in and be like, hey, FBI director, you're gone.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to say that because I don't want to stand by anything like that. But it looks like Elon is running a government department over in the US. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a made-up department. I'm just saying it. Right?
I don't know. I feel like we could do with a Department of Government Efficiency here.
I feel like you should stay away from that, though.
Get it done, son.
I thought what we could do is have fun with this, though, Sunny Coast. 545-11919. We've got a double pass to Event Cinemas for our caller of the day, which could be you if we really like your answer. Make up a government department that you'd like to be ahead of.
I can do this quite easily.
So just make something up, all right? It can be as niche or as weird as you like. I think the more niche and silly, the better. You get to make a new government department. You're the head of it. Ellie Chaney, what is it?
Hi there. My name's Ellie Chaney. Mm-hmm. I am the head of the Department of EMS.
EMS.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Department of Espresso Martini Standards. Aye. So my job would be to go around all the bars of the Sunny Coast.
Great.
And just ensure that they're living up to the proper espresso martini standard.
Would you do like with wine tasting? You do the little on your palate?
Yeah, I wouldn't have the spit bowl though.
Yeah, they spit wine out, do they?
Yeah, if you're driving, you should. I won't be driving to my appointments, don't you worry.
For me, just one for me.
Yeah.
The Government Department of L-E-G-O.
L-E-G-O, Lego?
Lego, that's right. Literally. I want to be in charge of what Lego comes in and out of the country, and I want one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you, just so I can get a little bit more Lego. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right,
your espresso martinis, me Lego, make up a government department, Sunny Coast. Be a part of the silliness. Pick something as niche, random, weird. What made-up government department do you want to be ahead of? Can we play that fun music
we
again?
We can play the fun music, absolutely.
Doesn't seem as fun without the music. There we go. So I am Taz, and I am the leader of the government department of naming streets.
Oh,
I would like to be in charge to name all streets, all new streets, roads, avenues, lanes, crescents. I would like to be in charge. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fair. You can have that as long as I can be the head of DODPL.
Gee.
Which is the Department of Dog Patting Love. Where I can just go around and pat all the dogs.
Well done. All right, what's your niche government department? 545-11919. Call through, make it up, and you could be scoring a double pass to the movies as well. Donna from Mapleton, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Donna. Which department are you joining us from today?
I'm from the Department of YAI.
YAI. Y-A-I. Young Adult. Nope. You go.
Okay, Donna, what is it?
You're an idiot. Go towards car drivers, towards work colleagues, towards... Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
So you get to crown official idiots? Is that what you're doing? You're handing out official idiot awards?
Yep, you're an idiot. Yep, you're officially an idiot. So you can get away with whatever you like because you're a goddamn idiot.
How many idiots have you crowned today, Donna?
Oh, there's a lot of work, don't you worry.
We've got our hands full in this department.
Gee, this country. Most of them are idiots, I think, after a couple of years of Donna's reign. Thank you, Donna. I've got another.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be head of the government department where people walk at the shops. I would like to be in charge. Slow walkers to the left. I'd like to create lanes, especially at the plaza. People just walk wherever. I would like to keep everybody to the left so that fast walkers we can overtake in a timely manner. Thank you very much.
God, it's a bit of a boring job, though, after a while. Like you set out the road rules.
And then you just get to watch the beauty unfold okay. while everybody... Oh, then I'd have to fine people for walking in the wrong place.
Yeah, true. You'd have to police it.
There's a lot of upkeep.
Let's go to Jordan from Meriden Plains. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
Which department would you like to be the head of?
The Department of Volume.
Oh, just generally volume everywhere you go?
Yeah.
Is this for
so
TV?
I can turn my sister's volume down if it's being too loud.
Good. I like this because it will come up in way more instances than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, firstly, Jordan solves his sister issue.
Yeah.
But it's later on, it's, you know, if you're in the car and someone's playing the music too loud.
Yeah.
The shops and they're playing Christmas carols and it's November.
Noisy restaurants.
Turn it down. Yeah. Yes. I like your thinking, Jordan.
It's a good one. My partner, Dan, would love to have a volume button for me, especially when I'm on the phone.
Turn you up.
He hates it.
No. Turn you up or turn you down?
Certainly not up. Let's go to Lauren in Noosa. Lauren, do you have a department that you want to be head of? And if which one, if so?
TBS.
TB.
Talking bullshit.
We are. Can we be a part of that? We want to be a part of that, Lauren.
You can be my 2IC.
Yes.
How about that?
To be fair, that is our literal job definition. So we have experience in TBS.
Yes. Well, that's right. So I'll set it up and then you two can run it and I'll just be the one who sits in the chair and just says that's TBS.
You can face the media as well when they come for us, Lauren.
That's right. And you know what? The T can stand for total bullshit or just talking bullshit.
That's so
fair. It covers two areas.
Would you be like the TBS police? Like if you're walking down the street and you hear someone say like, oh, like I love going camping and doing burnouts on the beach, do you then just like, wee-oh, wee-oh, wee, TBS police and intervene?
Yep, and then I would hand them over to you and you can just absolutely school them.
We'll process the criminals because we're too icy.
Yep. Yeah, that's right, exactly. So, you know, I'll pull them over, but then you guys can actually do all the hard work. Okay. I'll just, you know.
A leader who delegates is a good leader, Lauren, and I think you've got that.
I love it, Loz.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, staying in the North End, we'll go to Tewantin. Olivia, hello.
Good afternoon.
Tell us, which department would you like to head up?
DOGEA, Department of Government Expense Approvals.
Oh, that would be a fun amount of power to have.
That would come with a stamp that you could approve on things as well, which would be the best part of the job. So, Olivia, what are you doing in that position?
Oh, it's got to pass the pub test. So, you know, if they want to spend money, got to come and see me. I get to say yes or no.
Will you be in a pub when you're conducting your business? Mm. And all right, who wants the new bridge at Noosa? Is that your kind of
vibe? Hey, look, you know, I might have to get, you know, a bit of a round of approval from the pub people. That'll be a great idea.
I can see a lot of work lunches, a lot of taxpayer lunches coming Liv's way here.
Mm. So, may I'd love to work for the government.
What about, like, if I propose to the government that everyone should get a 40 grand pay rise? Is that all right with you? Or
not for governmental department people, no way.
Oh, okay. What about radio announcers?
I don't think that comes under my heading.
Olivia,
sorry.
Just the expenses
government people want to spend.
You're in charge, Olivia. You're in charge of the department.
Right.
All right.
Just as government expenses.
Government expenses. Okay. All right. So new roads and schools and stuff.
Well, no. Well, anything, you know, any of these ministers and people want to spend.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so you want to be in charge of Albo's credit card.
Upgrade. That's right. Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right. We've gotten to the crux
of the department. Of Albo's credit card. That's the new name for the department. I love it, Liv.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are in countdown mode here at C for Friday.
$25 is all it takes to put school shoes on a kid's feet. Donate now at inclusivekids.com.au. For Crick's Volkswagen, kicks for kids on CFM.
Yeah, we're walking 30Ks across the coast as a team, taking donations to raise as much money as we can for inclusive kids.
If you want to be there for the final total reveal, it's always a huge event and it's very special because it's hopefully a large amount of money this year. We are hoping to end up at Crick's Volkswagen across the road here from the station in Maroochydore if you want to meet us there towards the back end of the day. However, we have to get people talking about the walk.
Mm-hmm.
People have to know about it. There has to be some awareness raised. And you know what? People will pay attention on social media if you do something a little funny.
Immature. Immaturity sells. And that's exactly what we did. We copied a man over in the UK who went for a massive run to raise money for charity, but his selling point was that he was running in the shape of a doodle.
Yep, he drew a penis on his Strava account. So we thought we'd do the same. We put our ones up, the drawings, you know, that we ran up on socials. Thank you very much. And people had to vote for their favourite. Now, there is a clear winner. It's split 80%.
80%?
80-20. Can we get a drum roll, please?
Oh, you can get a drum roll. You did ask me for a drum roll just before, and here it is.
Well done. Polished operation.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Sunshine Coast's favourite doodle.
Oh, you were supposed to do that while the drum was rolling.
Belongs to Ellie Chaney. Cash?
I don't know.
Why does it say cash?
That was the sound effect I had.
Were you paying people to vote for your doodle?
It was just the winner sound effect I had next to the drum roll.
Look, and what are you really celebrating? You drew a
better
doodle.
That I've got a better doodle than you.
You just ran a better route than me.
I think it points to the fact that my doodle is better just generally.
People think that you did better balls than I did.
Well, I did do two balls. You only did a side profile, which
I did the
like
side profile.
Ball.
I tried to do anatomically. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anatomically correct.
Thank you very much.
I tried to do just the backyard, the schoolyard graffiti.
If you've paid attention to our doodles on our social media, thank you so much. But it is all two.
What a weird sentence.
raise awareness. It's all to raise awareness because this Friday we are walking across the sunny coast, 30Ks, the whole C team, 12 hours. Hopefully you can get around it. We'll be on air the entire time. And if you can get involved, we'd love you to. Inclusivekids.com.au.
And from now on, just go back to not paying attention to our doodles on social media.
Oh,
you know,
please.
That should just be the general response unless we're doing this. Okay? Cool. Sorted.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's 20 past five. We kind of have to stop the broadcast here.
Yuck. So we are helping ourselves to... So we have a promo area,
mm-hmm.
and they have lollies, chips, etc. that they take out to radio events.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I get a bit snacky, it's no secret in the building.
Yeah.
We go around, help ourselves with some free chippies.
Yeah.
I've got some salt and vinegar. Smith's salt and vinegar at the moment. Oh, there's something super gross at the bottom of that. Have a look. Have a look at that.
Tassie.
That's gross. What is that? That's not a chip.
No, that's not gross. That is a whole glob of flavouring.
is
the holy grail,
is
I think.
Is that what it looks like? It's about a 20-cent piece, maybe even bigger. Maybe a 50-cent piece.
Yeah,
just
it's
purely
huge.
Flavouring.
Do I crack it in half to see what's inside? Is it just glob of flavouring?
Well, are we wasting radio content? Should we be doing a big reveal tomorrow on the show?
Let me taste it a little bit. It's very salty. I think that is a glob of salt and vinegar without the chip.
You telling me that the flavouring isn't actually salt and then vinegar. It's actually just a concoction of... This is a glob.
That is, Taz, I want to eat that so bad.
This is the mother load. Do I send that back to Smith's and see if I get like a cool refund and they send us like a lifetime supply of chips?
It's worth a try. I think the possibilities are endless here.
Okay, I won't eat it because if you eat it... Don't stop looking
I
at
it.
Eat You're
it.
Licking
my mouth
your lips.
Is, my mouth
no,
is watering.
I'm going to put it behind my back so that you don't eat it. I want to see if I can get a freebie out of this.
Okay. Stick around. Anything could happen with the glob of salt
She's
and vinegar.
She's so snacky.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.